Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, it's Sheila Harden, Coffee Break Radio. We love what's coming up next. This woman, Mary Beanie Williams, who is, I think, like an angel from the Lord that swoops in and rescues young women from trafficking. The stories are filled with miracles and lives being redeemed and people basically being saved from slavery, from a form of slavery. I'm so looking forward to this conversation. But before we do that, I want to give you a little bit of fast food for today. This is from Proverbs 10, 20 through 21. When a good man speaks, he's worth listening to. But the words of a fool are a dime a dozen. A godly man gives good advice, but a rebel is destroyed by the lack of common sense. Isn't that a good message for us? Sometimes we kind of forget that godly people are good at giving advice. Well, hi, Mary Beanie.
Hi. Yes.
How are you?
I am very, very good. Thank you, Sheila.
Well, we are so excited to hear about your ministry. And how did it get started? Where did it get started? Just begin talking about that.
Okay. My fight against anti-human trafficking or sex trafficking started in 2003 back in India when we were in India. So it's been quite a lot of years now. And the Lord told me to go and start rescuing those girls and boys and women in the brothel in India. So that's how it started. And by God's grace, we have, rescued thousands of girls and boys and women across the world in India, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Thailand, and now in U.S. too.
When you approach, you go into the brothels, is there any resistance from the owners or the managers of the brothels?
Actually, I met the mafia who runs all this. I was connected to this mafia through a military officer's wife in India. I don't know how they had this connection. I just don't know. She's the one who connected me. And when I share what God has been telling me to do, and this lady is not even a Christian. She's a Hindu. And I say, this is what God is telling me to do, but I don't know how to go in by myself. She said she just wrote down a name and a phone number and said that call this person, maybe he can help you. I didn't know that this man was a mafia. If I knew, I would have never gone and met him.
Oh my gosh! It's amazing how the Lord works.
Yes. So when I went and met him with a few of my church people, I said since. I want to meet you because it's what God has been telling me to, So he was like, okay. So I met him over in a coffee shop and I bore out everything that I wanted to, So that's how I got to know that he's a mafia guy who runs all the brothel. And he said, come and meet me tomorrow to my office. And I said, without even realizing, I just say yes. And the church ladies who went with me, they say, Mary Benny, we are not going to go with you. This is a public place. He cannot do anything to us, but in his office, he can do anything. We are not going. I said, we are going. So the next day, we went to see him, and I told him the same thing, how God has been telling me to go into the brothel and love on the women. And he said, give me some time. I'll get back to you. That's what he said. So we left his office, and I was praying, fasting and praying that God would speak to him. And after a few days, he called me up and he said, Mary Benny, I don't even know why I'm saying yes to you, but I'm saying yes to you to come in once a month for an hour to talk to the ladies. But I didn't tell him, but I said, oh, my God is telling you to say yes to me. So that's how we started going in. More than now 15 years, we start going into the brothel once a month for an hour to share the love of Jesus Christ to the women. And also, you know, we take food for the women and also all the hygiene stuff, you know, because the situation out there in the brothel in all those countries are horrible. So we do that.
Yeah. Did you ever worry for your life?
Of course, you know. But the thing is, we found favor in the eyes of this man, the mafia guy who is the biggest mafia. So without his approval, nobody can touch us. And God gave me so much of favor. He started treating me like his own sister. It was just amazing. Like, I have no words how God really gave me favor. And I never did anything to make him upset. Anytime that we have money, I used to tell him, I have money to buy certain girls out, and I'm going to buy them out. So he said, yeah, as long as you pay me, you buy them out. That was the deal.
So that's how you can get girls out of sex trafficking in that area. They're out. How do they make a living, and how do they survive?
So once they are out, we have a safe home for them. So what we do is we bring them to our safe home. For 6 months, we don't let them do anything because they've gone through so much of trauma. Mm-hmm. So they go through so much of, emotional healing, physical healing. Mm-hmm. For 6 months, we just love on them, you know. So they go through all that. After 6 months is done, we introduce them to pick up some, you know, skill that they can start training themselves so that they can start earning their livelihood. So that's how we introduce them, you know, like my ladies, they make beautiful jewelry, beautiful Indian bags with elephants in it. So that's how they start earning their livelihood.
Wonderful. So you give them a way of making money that doesn't include that business and start them healing.
Yes.
What a fabulous thing. And is that ministry still going on today?
Of course, yes.
That's just wonderful.
I have people who are, you know, when I'm not there, I have people who are taking care of that, you know, so, and I'm in touch with them. And whenever I visit, I go,
Wonderful. What is the most remarkable, miraculous story you have from that ministry?
Okay. So I told you this guy, the mafia guy.
Right.
So I think it was 2017. I took a team from U.S. and we went there to India. And there was, I wouldn't name because, you know, the person. So there was this particular lady and me prophesied over this mafia man. He doesn't know what prophecy is. He's not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke, you know, we spoke a word to him, and I told him that God is going to change your profession, and he's going to bless you in another profession, because for them that's profession, you know, that's a business.
Right.
So I said, God is going to change your profession, God is going to bless you with another business, and he's going to prosper you. And that was 2015. And 2018, just before the COVID, he called me up and he said, Mary Benny, can you do, FaceTime with me? So I was like, I've never done FaceTime with him. I said, why won't I do FaceTime? Maybe you are going to show me more women that you have captured. I didn't tell him, but in my heart, I started judging him, you know. So I was very relaxed, and he said, I want to show you something, but I was judging, you know, terribly. So in the end, I said, yes. I put the FaceTime, and he said, you remember a few years ago you told me that your God, he said, your God is going to change my business. And look at it. I have left New Delhi, the capital, and now I'm in this particular place, and these villagers, they produce lots of potatoes, but the potato gets bad because they don't have storage. And I have started a new business and have left that. Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. Praise God.
Now he is no longer doing that. And, you know, and but his life is at risk because once you are in that kind of business,
yes.
when you leave, you know too much about that business. They want to kill you.
Right.
So nobody has his new number except me. People who he used to work with them, they know me, so they call me up and say, hey, have you heard about him? Do you know his new number? I have to lie. I said, no, I've never heard from him anymore. I don't know. Because I have to protect him because he trusts me. That's why he gave me his new number.
That's like cutting the head of the snake off.
Yeah, that's the biggest miracle God has done for us.
Oh, my gosh. That really is miraculous. Really is miraculous. Now, you also minister here in the United States. Is that different than ministering over in India?
Yes, it's very, very different. You know, like here, it's like, you know, you don't have like this kind of set-up brothel, like out there, you know, where the women are put in a home where they are like a gauge, you know, they give them and the people go visit and use them. It's not like that out here much, you know, the strip clubs are.
Right.
But that's what, you know, it bothers me. According to the law, the people who goes into the strip club, they are supposed to have 6 feet distance between them and the women, according to the law. But it's not, because they have a private dancing room, lap dance room, and inside the closed door, nobody knows what they do. So it's like I feel that it's almost equivalent to brothel. So, yeah, you know, so, but the second thing is, even here, many people think that women that are in the strip club are there by choice. But till you go in and start talking to them, you don't know that, you know, they are not there by choice. Many of them are not there by choice.
Are they there out of desperation for income? Are they there out of severe brokenness?
Some are there because of income. Some of them are there because of brokenness. They have been, like, abused terribly in their childhood, and they think that they know nothing else except sell their body. But some of them are being monitored by people to do that. And some of them are even by their own husband.
Here in the United States?
Yes. In the strip club.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people, you know, out here in the United States, in the strip club, I tell the people who don't go in, especially we as a Christian, you know, I said, don't judge the water till you touch the water. You don't know whether it's hot or cold.
Yes. Yeah, very wise, very wise. Now, how do you gain access? You don't have the mafia guy that you had in India. How do you gain access here?
So, you know, God really prepared me when he told me to go in almost 2 years ago. You know, I said, God, I don't, you know, I grew up in a very protected pastor's home. I know nothing of this, but God really prepared me. He told me, you know, Mary Benny, just go in and carry a bunch of good cosmetics for these women and tell the people out there, the managers, that we have come here just to love on the girls and just bless them with this cosmetic. So that's how we go in with a basket full of cosmetics for the girls.
Uh-huh.
So we tell them that we just want to come in and let the girls have these beautiful cosmetics, and they go through our basket to see if there's any hidden agenda in the basket, and they see only cosmetics, so they let us go in. And when the girls are done dancing, you know, they come down going around asking for tips from people, you know. So we tell them, hey, we don't have money to give it to you, but we have brought in good cosmetics. You're allowed to pick anything that you want. So when they're picking the cosmetics, you know, we try to talk to them. We don't share the gospel to them. Neither we ask them if they want to leave, nothing. The main thing for us when we are there is to get the number, their cell number, the phone number, so we can start communicating with them and meet them outside. That's our main agenda.
Now, how often do they call the number?
No, we are the ones who call. Once you give us their number.
So once they give you their number and you call them, then how many of them meet with you? Is it 100%?
No. Less than 30%.
Less than 30%.
Yes.
And then at that point, when do you start talking to them about the Lord and their needs for him?
Yeah, so like if we go in on Saturday, we let go Sunday, we just let go one day, and the next day we text them and say, hey, you know, they don't know my name, Mary Benny. I have to be very careful. They know me just Mary.
Okay.
You know, because they don't know that I fight against sex. They don't know that I fight against sex trafficking. They don't know that. So I have to be very careful. I just tell them, you know, I'm the lady you met yesterday, you know, day before yesterday, Mary, and hey, you know, it was nice meeting you, and would you like to go for a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or coffee, and talk, and I will pay for you, I will tell them. So some say, oh, no, thank you, I'm not interested. Some say, oh, that's so nice of you. Let's go for, you know, lunch or breakfast, you know, whatever the choice. That's how we go out and get connected to them. On the first day, first meet, we don't say anything to them because they want to know what motive we are going and meeting
right.
them. So on
right,
the first
yeah.
meet, we just love on them and say, you know, they ask us, what is the motive behind that you are doing this? I said, there's no motive. And I tell them, if there's one motive that I have, I will tell you openly, I want to see you in heaven with me. That's the only motive. Nothing, because I love you as my sister, and I want to see you in heaven. That's it. And just like sometimes, you know, like they just start crying. They start crying because I tell them, that's my motive, nothing else. And then if I tell them and they want to know more about, they ask me questions, or some people, they say, oh, that's so sweet of you, I have to go. They just go. Or sometimes some girls, they say, want to know more about, then I meet them again and again. Then after I meet them, you know, like 3 or 4 times, I tell them, hey, would you like to leave this profession? Would you like to leave? We can help you. We ask them. Then some said yes. Some said no.
Mhm. So the ones that say yes, how does that work?
So if they say yes, we tell them, you know, how we can help them out to leave that profession and go to another state where they can start their life fresh with learning new skill and, you know, and be in an environment where people can guide them and help them. So if they say yes, so we tell them, okay, we'll see you on so-and-so day and so-and-so time in the airport. Just come with nothing of yours, no suitcase, no bag, just your ID, land up in the airport, we tell them. And sometimes they say yes. And when we land up in the airport, they don't come. Sometimes they say yes, and they come. So the moment they come, we buy a ticket out there in the spot and take them to another state.
And do you have like a safe house in the state where
yes.
they can
yes.
where they can,
yes.
can be protected and
yes.
prayed over
yes.
and then learn
yes.
a skill?
Yes. Yes.
That's fabulous. That's wonderful. So you've been doing that for 2 years here in the States.
Yes. More than 2 years now, yeah. And we had an amazing Christmas gala last year. And we had 37 women from the strip club showed up, and 2 managers from different strip clubs showed up. Amazing. It was just amazing, awesome.
Very amazing, yeah.
And I shared the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. The greatest gift for Christmas is Jesus. I shared that, and one of the managers said that I have never been to a Christmas party where there's no alcohol. I said, you can still have fun without an alcohol, you know. So they were very blessed.
For somebody that wants to know more about your ministry, donate to your ministry, even be involved in your ministry, how would they contact you?
So they can go to my website. It's the Miklat, M-I-Q-L-A-T, Miklat.org. The Miklat, M-P-H-E, the M-I-Q-L-A-T, Miklat.org. The Miklat.org. They can visit my website or they can get in touch with me. My number is 646-724-3851. 646-724-3851. They can visit, they can send me a text if I don't pick, or visit my website, you know, if they want to do any donation, because we always need finances to buy cosmetics for these women to go in. And also some of the strip club, we have to pay a cover charge, and that always require money. And if some girls want to leave, we need money to rescue them, you know, transfer mm-hmm. them to another place. So there's always finances involved. So it'll be a blessing. And right now we are planning to go to Vegas for a prayer drive from the 6th to the 8th of March. So, you know, people can sow towards that even as we go on behalf of, you know, everyone and pray for Vegas, you know, for God to move over Vegas.
Now, your the prayer trip to Vegas. What are you planning to? You're just going to pray outside the strip clubs, or
We are not going to go. We are not going to go inside the strip club. We are not even going to go in the night. We are going to go during the daytime, walk around the strip club, and pray. And in the evening, we are going to get together in the hotel. All the ladies, you know, we are going to get together in the room and we are going to pray. That's what it is.
Fabulous. It'll be interesting to see what the Lord does with all that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to bear much fruit. Much fruit.
Amen.
Do you have, other than the trip to Vegas, do you have other plans for the future for your ministry?
Okay, so obviously we go in every week to the strip club, you know, different strip club in San Diego, and mm-hmm. we also now reaching as far as L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lady, I met her 2 months ago, and she was very interested, you know, and she got trained, so, you know, so we started going in even into the strip club in L.A., so that's how, you know, the ministry is being spread. And my vision for 2023, and not just my vision, but my prayer, and you know, for 2023 for the churches in the United States, that you know, every church in all over the state and all over the city of United States, you know, if they can own one strip club. When I say own one strip club, means if they continue to go, focus one strip club and continue to go into that strip club, I believe God is going to give that place to us, because that's what God promised to Joshua. Wherever you put your feet, I will give it to you. You know, there's a time when we just stretch our hand and pray, and there's a time when we walk in and take.
Amen.
That's what I believe.
Amen. Oh, well, you are such a wonderful warrior.
Amen.
A wonderful warrior. It's just marvelous to hear what you're doing.
And then,
I just came back
from L.A. It was not a good time to be in L.A. this weekend. It was raining crazily, but we had an incredible ministry. There's a project. It's not a Christian, but there's a women crisis home in L.A., and I was invited by the CEO of that to, you know, but they have a conference room where she gathered the ladies, and she gave me a time to speak. And I told her that, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, I'm a pastor's wife, I'm going to share about Jesus. She said, as long as you don't force them, you can share what you believe, she told me. I said, yes, I'm nobody to force anybody to become a Christian. So they gave me a privilege, 10 minutes to share what I have to share. And I said, you know, about Jesus in that, you know, women crisis center home in LA. So it was like even the CEO who is not a Christian, who is in, you know, she was very touched, you know. So we had an amazing time, and I got back yesterday. Three ladies we went. Yesterday we came back. So it's amazing how even in a non-Christian home, crisis women's home in LA, God took us and we could share the love of Jesus Christ to the women. And there are so many women who are touched because in the end they came forward and asked us to pray. So the CEO have no choice but to say yes to us to pray for the ladies.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, that just gives me chills. It just gives me chills. Mm-hmm. Well, we are so fortunate to hear your story. And I just encourage everybody out there listening to go into your website and check it all out. It's just a wonderful, wonderful story.
Thank you so much for having me on this platform.
Yes, and thank you for joining us today. And we'll have you back to hear more stories.
Yes. I can come on next time if you have a questionnaire, you know, like people can call in and ask questions. I'll be more than available. So you can reach out to me, Sheila. Yeah.
Okay. That would be a fabulous, fabulous idea. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And pray for us even as we go to Vegas from the 6th to the 8th of March.
Let's do that right now. Let's do that right now. Father God,
Amen.
We lift up this trip to Las Vegas, Lord, and we pray that it bear much fruit. We
Amen.
Pray for protection for these women physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually during this time.
Yes, Lord.
And that
mm-hmm.
that your word, your thoughts would be, thank you, Lord Jesus, in their minds and in their mouths, Lord, and
yes,
that
Lord.
That your message would be carried and that there would be much fruit out of this
Amen.
Trip. And
Amen.
More than enough provision for the trip.
Yes, Lord.
More than enough
yes,
provision.
Lord.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.